Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words.
He's mad at us today, too.
No, I'm not mad. Oh, no, I love you guys, man. I'm just, you know.
You're mad at facts and reality.
No, you can't get mad about people when they're mad at you because you had a strong take that they don't agree with.
Well,
now,
I agree with that.
They're getting their comeuppance.
We want to see the beer go green.
You know what? I know who we're getting ready to talk to. I'm going to ask this man because he's a learned individual.
Well, you're right. It's a learned individual, and he's a football guy.
His name is Ross Tucker.
At Ross Tucker NFL, his daily Ross report talking Eagles on social media. Hey, Ross, how we doing?
Fantastic. What's up?
So, Ross, my question to you is this. When you go on the NFL official website and you ask the question, or no, I should just ask you, how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
I have no idea, but I think I saw somewhere where it's the fewest.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
so,
it was, 303?
Well, let's talk through this. So, Ross, before the season, or at some point early in the season, we had a bet here.
No, don't tell him the bet. Well, just ask him a question.
The context matters.
Context matters. We had a bet that if the Eagles defense allowed 17 or fewer points per game, he would have to dye his beard green for the postseason. Now, my contention, and most of our audience, Ross, is that occurred because of the touchdowns and points they allowed. One was a defensive score by the Jaguars, so that was on the Eagles' offense, and one was a special team score by the Browns. Again, that's on the special teams. The Eagles' defense, therefore, Ross, allowed 288 points, and you divide that by the 17, that's less than 17
but
per
Ross,
game. Ross, where do you come down on how we count the points?
Yeah, but when you look at the official statistics for points per game allowed, it has them higher than that, right?
Yes.
Yes, right.
So, yeah, Ross, to help you out, it came in at 17.8, the official statistics. Mm.
Yeah, so that is a big pet peeve of mine, is that there's a lot of flaws in a lot of the official statistics. Like, in what galaxy should points allowed and us be talking
about defenses?
Hold on, Ross,
wait defenses. A minute. I don't need all
that. Let him cook.
Ross, I don't need all that from you right now.
I'm just saying, like, there's no reason to pick the Jaguars' defensive score or the Browns' block kick should go against the defense.
Damn,
none
Ross.
Whatsoever.
I just knew we were on the same. Ross, I didn't ask for your personal opinion.
No, we did. We literally asked for his personal opinion.
I will say this. So if I were Hugh, I would not want to fight. I would not want to dye my beard green. So I would say, look, I have the evidence. It's on paper. Go to NFL.com.
Way to throw me
There's
a lifeline.
Nothing you can do. That said, it's not my face or beard. So I think Hugh, by the letter of the law, should have to dye it.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember that you played in the NFL, Ross. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Well, at least someone around here played. You didn't, obviously. All right, Ross, let's get to everything going on this week with a big game on Sunday and the whole postseason. All right, Ross, let's start with your first thoughts on the matchup here. The Packers coming in. Now, it's kind of interesting. We talked about the Packers 3 weeks ago, and I know you were high on them, as was I. And then the last couple weeks didn't go their way. They lost to Minnesota, and then they had a weird week last week where they tried, and then they didn't win, and Jordan Love got banged up, and they lost Christian Watson. Your first thought, Ross, when you saw the matchup, Eagles-Packers?
Yeah, I mean, not good. I'd be lying if I thought it was good. You know, I think they're top 10 offense and defense. Hugh can probably look that up again for a reason. And not only are they top 10 offense and defense, let's just go by Super Bowl odds, right? The Eagles have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Packers are seventh. So one of these teams is a 2 seed. The other team's a 7 seed. So I would say talent and even playoff pedigree, they got to be the best seventh seed I've ever seen. Now, we've only had a few years here where you even have a seventh seed, but they went into Dallas last year in the 2-7 game and annihilated the Cowboys. And then they went out to San Francisco, the number one seed, and they really could have, would have, should have won that game. I mean, I can think of like five plays in that game that if it had gone the other way, if the Packers guy just intercepts the pass, the Purdy threw right to him or whatever, that the Packers win that game and it's a Lions-Packers NFC Championship game. So it's not a favorable draw. It's not a good thing. You know, for example, if the Commanders came in, I don't really think that they would be able to beat the Eagles at the link. If the seventh seed in the AFC or the sixth seed in the AFC, the Broncos or the Steelers came to link, no way, no shot. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles will win the game, but there's a decent percentage chance that the Packers come in and play really well and win the game. I mean, if they played 10 times, I don't know, did the Packers win three times? I don't know how many times that is. Four, maybe? The difference, I will say, is they're kind of limping to the finish line. You know, they've played arguably their two worst games of the year, their last two games. So that's the part that inspires the most confidence and belief in the Eagles for me, is just that the Packers are kind of, they don't have any momentum. They're not feeling good about things at all coming into the playoffs.
All right, Ross, let's get to some of the details now on the Eagles going into this week. Ross, what's your level of concern with Jalen Hurts and the situation right now? And it's kind of a two-part thing. One, that he's still in protocol a couple weeks out from the concussion. I know tomorrow is their next chance to practice, so we'll see how he's listed then. But then the other part, let's say he clears the rust factor. He, you know, if we go from the Steeler game on December 15th to when they kick this thing off on this coming Sunday, he's going to have thrown four passes in that span of about a calendar month. Your concern level with Hurts, both playing and then just rust if he does play?
I would say that my concern level in terms of him playing is a lot higher than I thought it would be. You know, the team, in my understanding, has no control over the concussion protocol. So unless they intentionally or purposely, and they're able to do this, and I'm unaware, we're really taking it slow with him, I would say it's concerning that, you know, through 2 weeks he hasn't passed the protocol. You know, what's going on? I mean, you rarely hear this. Sometimes guys pass it. You know, let's say he had the concussion against the Commanders. A decent amount of time, not a lot, but decent amount of time, they pass the concussion protocol and they play in the next game. However, a vast majority of time, they miss a game, and then they pass it in time for the next game. Now, we all know he wasn't going to play against the Giants anyway, but I would still think if you're the Eagles, you would have wanted him to progress through the protocol so he could have gotten some practice reps in, been out there on the field doing those things. So this is a new one for me, Joe, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I can remember a guy, because it's like the next step is – you're like a guy that's out for a while. You know what I mean? Next step is you're a guy that it's a Tua thing or some of these other guys that it's their second or third concussion, Olave, and they get put on IR. Thankfully, Jalen isn't there yet. But the fact that Sirianni said yesterday he's still in the concussion protocol definitely raised my antenna for sure.
Yeah, mine too. It's not a normal one. Hopefully he'll be back, and hopefully tomorrow is good news, but we're not sure yet. All right, Ross, let's talk about behind Jalen Hurts. So regardless, the number two quarterback is always important here in Philadelphia. We know that. Ross, we just got to watch Kenny Pickett 2 weeks ago, played well, then he got banged up, came out of the game. We saw him also against Washington. And then we saw Tanner McKee this past week with backups play really well. Ross, as we enter this week, especially with the uncertainty with Hurts, who would be your number two quarterback? Because my assumption is it will be Pickett, but you know, McKee's played well enough here that people's eyes are open to maybe it being him. Who would you go with number two?
By the way, can you believe that it's January 7th and at this moment there's at least some percentage chance that Tanner McKee starts against the Packers in the playoff game? You know, depending on what the deal is with Hurts and the concussion protocol, and depending on who the Eagles would rather go with. I mean, that's just bananas that we're even talking about that. But I think it all comes down, Joe, to me, to Pickett's health. If Pickett is 100%, I would go with him because I like the fact that he can make some plays with his legs. I don't know that Tanner really has that in him. That said, I probably would be very ready to make the switch to McKee. And if you said, hey, I just think McKee's better and he's in rhythm, that's fine. If Pickett's less than 100%, Pickett's, you know, with the ribs, because he kind of re-injured it or whatever against the Cowboys, if Pickett's less than 100%, I would go with Tanner McKee.
Well, he did play well on Sunday. Impressed a lot of people. All right, quickly, Ross, let's get your thoughts on the other couple NFC games this weekend, because it'll impact who the Eagles will see next week, assuming they beat the Green Bay Packers. Let's start with Sunday night, the Commanders against the Buccaneers, a rematch of a game we saw in Week 1. What do you think about this one, Commanders in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, kind of a toss-up game to me. The Bucs have been a little bit up and down, and I'm a little surprised with how poorly Jane Daniels and the Commanders played on Sunday in Dallas. I mean, they did nothing. I think they had four first downs in the first half. Four first downs, and then finally they just kind of sat Daniels. I don't know if something's bothering him or what. That feels like a lot of points and a very close game that could go either way.
And then the Monday night game between the Vikings, who dropped the game to the Lions, so they dropped down to the 5 seed, and the 4 seed Rams. What do you think? Vikings-Rams, another rematch. We saw that in a Thursday game this year, and the Rams did beat them.
So the most interesting aspect of that to me, and Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, if the Rams won, would they have been the 3 seed?
They would have been, yep.
Yeah, so like that. Can you imagine if that was here? That would have been an unbelievable sports radio topic, because you would think that there's a sizable difference between playing the 14-win Vikings and playing the Commanders. Sean McVay didn't care at all. I mean, Sean McVay was perfectly happy to just sit his guys and get them rested for this game on Monday night. And we'll see. Maybe that ends up being the right decision. I think you can argue, hey, we got to beat whoever we got to play in no matter what. Let's make sure we are in the best possible position we can be in. That's another one I feel like could go either way. I mean, I understand that the Vikings have had the much better year, but they just played Sunday night in a very physical game. They did not play well. Now they have to go on the road to a rested Rams bunch. I actually think out of all three of the games, the team with the greatest likelihood to win by 2 scores is actually the Eagles. If Hurts plays and the Eagles come out fresh, flying around, and the Packers are still limping like they did these last couple games, that's the game that I think has the potential to be the Eagles winning by 2 scores. I don't see that happening in the other. I think those other two games are really good one-score games.
Yeah, they feel like big ones. And really, I agree with you, especially the Commanders. I think they could win that game outright. And then the Monday night game will be maybe a barn burner and a shootout. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on. Fun week. Playoffs all over the place. College, pros. It's a great football weekend. Ross, enjoy it. And we're excited to talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Cannot wait to see the green beard, Hugh. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Appreciate you guys.
See you, Ross. We appreciate it. See, Ross gets it. Ross is a Princeton grad.
You know what? I shouldn't have asked Ross. I just knew he was just going to keep it cut and dry. But
you mean honest?
Those Ivy League dudes.
God forbid.
He gave you his No, he didn't. He said he gave you his opinion.
I don't think that needs to count as the bottom line is this.
No, because you don't either. Because you're pretending like that if Jalen throws a pick six, that just for the sake of your agenda, it should go against the defense. And you know that's not true.
All I know is that on the official NFL website, when you put in points allowed by the Eagles defense.
You know what I'm saying here, Joe?
It's 17 points.
That's all he has.
I know.
It's
the only thing he has.
It's kind of sad.
I have the internet to back me up.
The internet? You know how many lies are on the internet?
You know what? This would be
easy. Believe everything you read on the internet.
Y'all just mad at me because of my take. Y'all just mad because my take was fire, and it lasted for 2 seasons.
Actually, I feel bad for you the longer this goes on.
Don't feel bad for me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I'll be okay.
Well, you'll be green is what you'll be. Let's go to Mike, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. So, Hugh, this one's for you, man. I'm tired of hearing them all rag on you. Everybody, their mom and their mailman is against you right now. So, so if we're going to be splitting hairs like this, you know, doesn't technically I hope this point actually helps you, even though I think it's going to hurt you. Doesn't the defense actually only give up 6 points per touchdown, not seven? Isn't that a special team unit out there for the extra point or the 2-point conversion?
The math is changing.
Mike, this is what I'm going to start doing for everybody who wants to come with semantics. Do you have a smartphone?
Yo, Hugh, this was supposed to help you. I'm just asking, do you have
a smartphone?
Because if they want to take the defense away,
I ask questions to people, and they want to keep talking.
I think it's ridiculous. I told you, everybody's around. He tried to help you.
No, but I'm saying, you see how I asked him, did he have a smartphone, and he started talking about something else. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have conversations with people.
Yo, Hugh, I already looked it up. It's 17.8.
Okay, so I'm just saying, it's 17.
He's on your side.
Okay, so you know what the funny part about this is, Mike? You know what the funny part about this is? I'm trying to have a conversation.
The betting line is 17.8. Yeah, so I'm agreeing with you, Hugh. He's with you.
He's trying to help you out.
I'm trying to have a conversation. But, Mike, you know what the funny part about all of this is? Nobody cared about all this until my beard was on the line.
We started splitting hair. We're looking for a pound of flesh.
He started bringing in all these alternative facts.
Ross
Tucker, my football brethren, sat here and went on a whole diatribe about
how he didn't like it.
And the bottom line is this: when you go to NFL stats,
oh God, here we go again.
I'm just saying it says 17.8. That's all. That's all. That's when anybody comes at me and talking about my take and calling me names, mean and hurtful names, I'm going to ask you, do you have a smartphone, and Google it for yourself.
So before we go any further,
that's my go-to.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Get the calculator out.
No. I don't need to. All I got to do is, when we do it again, Kyle, for the third time today.
Not really.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, God.
That's all I got to do.
I'm so done with
Siri.
That's
all I got to do.
So before we go any further on this, obviously for you, the biggest takeaway from the Ross interview was what he said about the points. For me, it was he's worried about the Hurts situation.
Yeah, which is surprising. I get where he's coming from, because this is uncharted territory as far as the concussion protocol is concerned. Because to his point, there's other people that have been in it for a week or maybe missed a game or whatever. This has been lingering. I have friends of mine that text me. They're concerned about it a week ago. I'm still not concerned about it, but I do acknowledge the fact that this is a lot longer than most people have been in concussion protocol. I do acknowledge that.
So one thing Ross said there that I think is really interesting, and I think we need to kind of think through what Ross does and how he follows this, right? Ross calls games, not just the Eagles preseason, but he calls games for CBS, right? Mm-hmm. So every week I think he was in Nashville this past week for the Titans-Texans. Every week Ross is calling a different game. So if I were to guess how that process works, it's like he's talking to coaches, right? He's going to those meetings, going to practice. He's probably very familiar with like the injury report each week for players because he's got to talk about them for 3 hours on Sunday on both sides. What Ross said to us a few minutes ago throws out a theory one of our callers said earlier in the show that maybe the Eagles finagled this, right? They wanted to give Jalen a week of rest, so they just didn't take him off the protocol last week. Ross said to us, from what he understands, is teams don't have control over that. You can't, or it doesn't really happen where you finagle the concussion protocol to just give a guy more rest. It doesn't, it's more, I think it's, from what I understand and what the way Ross framed it, it's more black and white than that. Like, you're either in it or you're out of it, and then you move forward, and then teams could rest players who they want, but they're out of the protocol. It's just odd how long it's taken. That's what's concerning me. I hope he's cleared tomorrow, or at least limited tomorrow, and then clear Thursday, but it continues to linger. All right, so we have someone on the lines here that is willing to settle this, that we got some help here. Is this Herb?
We'll see.
All right, Herb in the Northeast to help us settle the situation. Hey, Herb!
What's up, brother?
Herb! Hugh, you got Herb to settle this.
What's happening, Hugh Douglas?
Hey, Herb, how you doing?
Rock and roll on Sunday. Going to be about 20 degrees out there. Hello.
Hello. What do you got, Herb? What are you thinking?
That's on you. If he wants to do it green, let him do it, you know. But
I mean, but Herb, I won.
I like the natural look, you know what I mean? You know, the natural look, you know.
You like the natural?
Hey, look, if he was down in, Atlanta now, it would probably be half that size, right, you?
Yeah, I guess. That one kind of went on my head.
Because it's warmer down there?
Yeah, I guess that's what you're talking about. Yeah, it's a little warmer.
You want that thing to keep growing because it's cold, man, up here, man. You shit. It's
yeah, we
got
to dump, that. Yeah, we got to dump.
Come on, Herb.
You know, I'm wearing long johns and everything. I'm trying flannels, everything, double jackets, just to stay warm.
I get a coat Friday, too, though. Get my coat Friday.
Yeah.
I might send it back, though, because I heard it ain't going to snow.
What do you mean you're going to send it back after all this?
It's going to snow.
Get a fur coat. That's what you need, you know, a fur coat.
I ain't got that fur coat money.
You got that paper. Go see your boy Ike Reese. He'll give you some cash.
No, he's definitely.
I don't think that's happening.
He got love, man. That kind. He ain't going to do
money,
that.
Man. That dude, he got money, man.
So, Herb, what do you got for us? What are you thinking? We got a big win on Sunday. You worried about the Hurts situation?
Yeah, we're going to win this game. Okay. Yeah, we're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. We rested our players, our starters, our running back. Okay, Jalen knows all the calls. We don't have him. He'll be out of protocol, I believe, tomorrow. That's the way I see it. Practice starts, you know, and they got their playbook. They know what's going on. We're going to run the ball, pass the ball, whatever it is, you know what I mean? They're with the conditions looking like on Sunday, I haven't really looked at the wind factor, but that is a factor. And, you know, whatever we get the win, you know, with us, then we're going to, you know, move it downfield and take a shot
here
too.
What's about the wind on Sunday? Wind.
I lost.
Well, you don't know what kind of wind is going to be.
No, you're right.
That's
I actually pulled it up
that's
here.
That's why when they played Washington, from that day on, there's been these games, there's been wind conditions at different times of the game. You know, you got to be prepared. You know, sometimes it's better not to take a kick a field goal because
especially with the kicker right now. I mean, he's not.
Well, he's all right, man. He's all right. You got to get him, keep him in that 35-40 range. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I've seen all these kickers in the league; they've been missing them at that 30-yard field goals, 35-yard. They're missing them. They're hitting the goalpost, all kinds of stuff.
Well, know? I mean, and it matters in these close games, Herb. You know that.
We need to score touchdowns. We got to score. I'm looking at a pick six. I'm looking at a couple other interceptions, maybe a couple fumbles. I think it's going to be a big game. Okay, and then we're going to move on and play the next round. You know what I mean? That's all.
That's all. One round at a time.
Run the ball. I want to see Barkley get it between 20 and 25 touches because you got to move the clock so he don't get the ball. The Green Bay don't get the ball.
That's a little keep away, Herb. Herb, good call. So Barkley, 20 to 25 touches. And then I got the wind up here. Gus up to 18 miles an hour Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, so buckle up for that one.
Oh,
it's going to be windy.
We can't kick any field goals.
No, we're going for a fourth down.
We're going to be, what's his name? Dan Campbell.
That's right.
We're going to change our philosophy.
Yeah, we're not kicking field goals on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9490 for your phone calls on all of this. I mean, we got the Hurts concern, but really I'm more concerned with Hugh because he's really buckling under the pressure here. And the drill,
oh, no, I'm good. I got Googly on my side.
Most in the audience would disagree. But we have a couple hilarious pieces of audio to share with the other teams around the league. They're trying to get things figured out this offseason. You don't want to miss these. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Way to go, Kyle. I'm staying my ground. What was that movie with the cow that was singing this? We've all seen it. And that was the name of the song. His dad used to sing that song all the time. I can't remember the name of the cartoon.
I mean, this is you today.
I won't back down. And listen.
The mounting evidence against you.
There's no mounting evidence against me. The facts are the facts.
The facts are, if you go to NFL.com,
you guys are moving the line. Love you to death, but you're moving the line. And the people that are trying to pressure me by calling me the camera, that's not going to work either. Because I am, man, listen.
I did appreciate that as a bullying tactic.
The camera comparison, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because
he tried to get out of a bet. If I had lost,
yeah, they tried to guilt me into it. If I had lost the bet, my beard would be green today. And I would be at work, and Joe and Kyle be taking pictures, laughing and giggling with the thumbs up and all that. But that did not happen. Because on NFL.com, for all y'all that don't have smartphones, Google it at your workstation. And you Google Eagles defense. And it says, I don't care what Ross Tucker says, even though I love him to death, respect him. It says, when you Google Eagles defense, opponents allow points, it says 17.8. That's what it says. Mm. I don't make the rules.
Don't worry. We'll get other football guys on this.
I don't make the rules.
The trial of Hugh Douglas stretches on through the week.
I'm just saying. It's just one of those things. It's not me. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. It's just that's how it is. And then somebody want to call in and talk about points, you know what I'm saying, like field goals. I do recall when I played in the NFL that I was on the field when they kicked field goals. I was out. Well, not technically, I wasn't. They put a bigger guy out there, but
I was on the field. Actually, I wasn't. But no, it's a good story.
But you get what I'm saying. They put the bigger guys out there. But there have been times in field goals I've been out there. So technically, that was a defensive thing to do. They don't put offensive players out there.
What are you talking about? You've lost it. All right. Speaking of lost it, can we check in what's going on around the NFL? So we know Black Monday was yesterday. The Titans dismissed their GM today. So some teams lag behind and they do things on their own pace. But we know there's five openings. Kellen Moore, by the way, has been requested for interviews with the Saints and the Jaguars. So Kellen Moore's got a pair of interviews he's got lined up here as he tries to become a head coach. And that obviously would be a thing for the Eagles to have to fix, you know, in the offseason. But we'll get there. But we wanted to just check in with a couple franchises that are in some trouble here. Why don't we go to the Giants, who yesterday retained a 3-14 GM and a head coach. Let's listen to Jalen Hyatt, one of their wide receivers, his response to the head coach and GM coming back.
Your reaction to hearing that Devon Chandler comes back?
Yeah, that's good. That's good for them.
He said it's good for them.
That's good for them. Yeah, great. That's wonderful. All right, this one got me, though. So Shad Khan is the owner of the Jaguars, and it surprised a lot of people in the NFL. So he fired Doug yesterday. That was not a surprise. But he kept Trent Baalke, their GM.
Yeah, he's Teflon.
He's a cockroach. I mean, that guy survives anything.
Damn, Joe.
I mean, he is. I mean, there could be nuclear war and Trent Baalke would survive.
We just going on. You called the man a cockroach. Damn.
How is he still alive? He's been a terrible executive.
What's this, his third head coach? Well, it will be, right?
It will be, yeah.
Because he survived what?
Who was before Doug down there?
It was Urban Meyer.
Survivor.
Who was before Urban? He was there.
Doug Marrone?
Yeah.
Was he there before Urban or did
he
get fired?
I think Baalke was there. Wasn't he there before?
We got to check this out. Well, yeah. He was with San Francisco for a while. I think he survived. They got rid of Jim Harbaugh and Kemp Trent Baalke. I mean, he has survived a lot. I don't know how he does it or whatever goes on.
He got
promoted in 2020. So
that was Urban. I think that
was Urban.
But I think he survived something in San Francisco. This would be his third one. His third Jaguar coach. Well, anyway, so he was Shad Khan was on a Zoom yesterday. And I want you to just like picture this for a second. You know, if you do a Zoom and there's someone else with you on the Zoom?
Yeah.
So Shad Khan is doing a Zoom. Reporters can ask questions. But Trent Baalke's also on the Zoom. Like, his picture's on the screen, too. And the owner of the Jaguars was asked, well, would you consider moving on from Baalke if a coaching candidate didn't want him? Listen to this.
So I'd actually like to go back to John's first question, Shad, back to you. I know you noted that if this head coaching candidate was to say, hey, I think the medical needs to be reevaluated, the health and wellness, if they were to say, I would like to reevaluate the front office and the general manager, what would your response be?
My response would be, how would you improve it?
And then if it is credible, you know, I mean, you want to do it. Okay.
I like the okay.
If it's like, if you present a good idea, I'll fire this guy in the Zoom.
Basically, what Shad has said is that if you provide me with a viable alternative, then we could go there. Baki. Now that I think about it, when you hear that, you gotta know. Oh heck, it's something else I want to say, but it's like, yeah, your days might be numbered, dog.
I guess the analogy would be if someone said, would you ever leave your significant other in front of them and say, well, if you give me a better option, sure, I'm out. Yeah. I mean, like, how do you do that in front of the guy on the Zoom? Balky's face during the whole thing is so good. All right,
you can, see him make, he almost, cringes when they ask about him.
His soul is leaving his body.
Because he's like, damn.
What is he going to say?
Well, not only that. Because I'm sure, look at it like this. Whatever coach comes in there, what's the common denominator with the Jaguars?
Him.
He gone. He knows that. I mean, but the guy that takes that job, and I don't even think it would be hard to say. He'll probably say, hey, man, I have some ideas about certain players that you've drafted in the past. That
they stink.
I'm trying to be tactful. In my telling him that your GM stinks, and say I have a guy that I've been working with for a while. He has some innovative ways to make this team better and make it more competitive in a division that is very winnable.
Sure.
So yeah, that's the way that you do that.
What a mess. What a mess. All right. This segment brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com and click the Eagles logo. Okay. Let's go to Ben in Delaware. Now Kyle and I have some representation on this, as we're going to have someone talk to you here, Hugh. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Ben, we're good. Just trying to get Hugh to realize he's wrong here. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's where I'm at with the whole thing. I think you guys are right with the numbers, but Hugh does not want to dye his beard green.
Obviously.
I want to let Hugh know that I personally, my beard right now is like a fuchsia between a pink and a purple. And I did that for my granddaughter.
Oh, I see.
So as a beloved Hall of Fame Eagle, I think you should do that to support your team.
He's saying if you love us and you love the Eagles, you'll do it.
This has evolved and meandered. But you know what, Ben? I'm not mad at you because you're not the only one. I had people sliding in my DMs saying the same thing. Do it for the culture. Do it for the people.
Oh, I like that. For the culture. For the city.
No.
For the psyche of everyone.
So basically, y'all want me to prostitute myself for over a bet that I won?
Well, you lost, but sure.
I didn't lose.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I didn't lose. I did not lose.
Hey, you.
Yes, Ben. Yes.
Have you ever heard of a glitter beard?
You know what? Ironically, and I'm not going to go into detail, but somebody asked me to do that before.
Algorithm stuff, yeah.
No. It was a personal request.
Okay. We'll just leave that there.
Yeah, we leave that right there. Glitter beard, man.
No, listen.
That'd be awesome.
Don't be trying to appeal to me, Ben. I know what you're doing, Ben. No, I'm not, because I'm one.
I've gotten so many compliments on my fuchsia beard.
ESP last night was like, hey, man, you should do it just because, I mean, you know, just for the spirit of it all. I'm like, for the spirit of it
right.
all? No.
How often can the entire city say Elliot's right? So rarely. Ben, appreciate the phone call that this time Elliot's so right.
The shot's being fired at everybody.
Elliot
is ridiculous.
All right, let's go to Bill in Lehigh Valley to tell you why he lost. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, Bill. What's going on?
All right, so I've been a gambler all my life, and it's really important on how you make the bet. What was the bet that Hugh exactly made?
That the Eagles defense, if the Eagles defense allowed 17 points or less per game, that he'd have to dye his beard green for the postseason.
Okay, so he did not say 17.0 points or less. He said 17 or less. So if he really meant that, it would have been anything under 17. So 17.8 is 17.
I like Bill's math.
Bill, your math sucks. Because you know why? If we're doing math, I give you 17.5
right now, you're almost caught here.
No, I give you 17.5, but 17.8. If technically I could round up,
I can say 18.
Oh, all right. So you just admitted that you'll give me 17.5. So any decimal, whether it's 0.1 or 0.9, you lost the bet, my friend.
First of all, Bill, just because you're talking fast don't mean you're going to confuse me with all these math equations. The bottom line is this. When I Google on NFL.com, it says 17.8. I won.
I agree with you. I 100% agree that it says 17.8. But you didn't say under 17.0. You just said 17 or under.
You know what, Bill? We did have this conversation, and I asked. We had this 17.0 conversation, and the agreement was that if it was 17.0, that I lost. And I said, but what if it's 17.1? Then that means I won.
Luckily, the official totals are under 17, so you lost. Without,
if you had that conversation, then I am wrong, but that's not what I heard.
I like how you tried to do it, Bill, but I appreciate that. But y'all,
Bill, appreciate
listen.
It. Good call.
Way to go, Kyle. I'm staying my ground. What was that movie with the cow that was singing this? We've all seen it. And that was the name of the song. His dad used to sing that song all the time. I can't remember the name of the cartoon.
I mean, this is you today.
I won't back down. And listen.
And mounting evidence against you.
There's no mounting evidence against me. The facts are the facts.
The facts are, if you go to NFL.com,
you guys are moving the line. Love you to death, but you're moving the line. And the people that are trying to pressure me by calling me the camera, that's not going to work either because I am a man.
The camera comparison,
it kind of rubbed me the wrong way because
he tried to get out of a bet.
They're trying to guilt me into it. If I had lost the bet, my beard would be green today. And I would be at work, and Joe and Kyle be taking pictures, laughing and giggling with the thumbs up and all that. But that did not happen. Because on NFL.com, for all y'all that don't have smartphones, Google it at your workstation. And you Google Eagles defense. And it says, I don't care what Ross Tucker says, even though I love him to death, respect him. It says, when you Google Eagles defense, opponents allow points, it says 17.8. That's what it says. Mm. I don't make the rules.
Don't worry. We'll get other football guys on this.
I don't make the rules.
The trial of Hugh Douglas stretches on through the week.
I'm just saying, it's just one of those things. It's not me. Don't hate the player, hate the game. It's just that's how it is. And then somebody want to call in and talk about points, you know what I'm saying, like field goals. I do recall when I played in the NFL that I was on the field when they kicked field goals. I was out. Well, not technically, I wasn't. They put a bigger guy out there. But
I was on the field. Actually, I wasn't, but no, it's a good story.
But you get what I'm saying. They put the bigger guys out there, but there have been times in field goals I've been out there. So technically, that was a defensive thing to do. They don't put offensive players out there.
What are you talking about? You've lost it. All right. Speaking of lost it, can we check in what's going on around the NFL? So we know Black Monday was yesterday. The Titans dismissed their GM today. So some teams lag behind and they do things on their own pace. But we know there's five openings. Kellen Moore, by the way, has been requested for interviews with the Saints and the Jaguars. So Kellen Moore's got a pair of interviews he's got lined up here as he tries to become a head coach. And that obviously would be a thing for the Eagles to have to fix, you know, in the offseason. But we'll get there. But we wanted to just check in with a couple franchises that are in some trouble here. Why don't we go to the Giants, who yesterday retained a 3-14 GM and a head coach. Let's listen to Jalen Hyatt, one of their wide receivers, his response to the head coach and GM coming back.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for them.
He said it's good for them.
That's good for them. Yeah, great. That's wonderful. All right, this one got me, though. So Shad Khan is the owner of the Jaguars, and it surprised a lot of people in the NFL. So he fired Doug yesterday. That was not a surprise. But he kept Trent Baalke, their GM.
Yeah, he's Teflon.
He's a cockroach. I mean, that guy survives anything.
Damn, Joe.
I mean, he is. I mean, there could be nuclear war and Trent Baalke would survive.
We just going on. You called the man a cockroach. Damn.
How is he still alive? He's been a terrible executive.
What's this, his third head coach? Well, it will be, right?
It will be, yeah.
Because he survived what?
Who was before Doug down there?
It was Urban Meyer.
Survivor.
Who was before Urban? He was there.
Doug Marrone?
Yeah.
Was he there before Urban? Or did
I think Baalke was there. Wasn't he there before?
We got to check this out. Well, yeah. He was with San Francisco for a while. I think he survived. They got rid of Jim Harbaugh and Kemp Trent Baalke. I mean, he has survived a lot. I don't know how he does it or whatever goes on.
He got
promoted in 2020. So
that was Urban. I think that
okay,
was Urban.
It was Urban.
But he, I
okay,
think
so
he survived
this
something
third,
in San Francisco.
This would be his third one.
His third Jaguar coach. Well, anyway, so he was Shad Khan was on a Zoom yesterday, and I want you to just like picture this for a sec. You know, if you do a Zoom and there's someone else with you on the Zoom,
yeah.
So Shad Khan is doing a Zoom. Reporters can ask questions. But Trent Baalke's also on the Zoom. Like, his picture's on the screen, too. And the owner of the Jaguars was asked, well, would you consider moving on from Baalke if a coaching candidate didn't want him? Listen to this.
So I'd actually like to go back to John's first question, Shad, back to you. I know you noted that if this head coaching candidate was to say, hey, I think the medical needs to be reevaluated, the health and wellness, if they were to say, I would like to reevaluate the front office and the general manager, what would your response be?
My response would be, how would you improve it? And then if it is credible, you know, I mean, you want to do it, okay?
I like the okay.
If it's like, so, if you present a good idea, y'all fire this guy in the Zoom.
Basically, what Shad has said is that if you provide me with a viable like alternative, then we could go there. Baalke, now that I think about it, when you hear that, you got to know. Oh heck, it's something else I want to say, but it's like, yeah, your days might be numbered, dog.
It's, I mean, I guess the analogy would be if someone said, would you ever leave your significant other in front of them and say, well, if you give me a better option, sure, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you do that in front of the guy on the Zoom? Baalke's face during the whole thing is so good. All right,
you could, like, see him make, like, he almost, like, cringes when they ask about him.
His soul is leaving his body.
Because he's like, damn.
What is he going to say?
Well, not only that. Because I'm sure, like, look at it like this. Whatever coach comes in there, what's the common denominator with the Jaguars?
Him.
He gone. He knows that. I mean, but the guy that takes that job, and I don't even think it would be hard to say. He'll probably say, hey, man, I have some ideas about certain players that you've drafted in the past that.
They stink.
I'm trying to be tactful. In my telling him that your GM stinks, and say I have a guy that I've been working with for a while. He has some innovative ways to make this team better and make it more competitive in a division that is very winnable.
Sure.
So yeah, that's the way that you do that.
What a mess. What a mess. All right. This segment brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com and click the Eagles logo. Okay. Let's go to Ben in Delaware. Now Kyle and I have some representation on this, as we're going to have someone talk to you here, Hugh. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Ben, we're good. Just trying to get Hugh to realize he's wrong here. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's where I'm at with the whole thing. I think you guys are right with the numbers, but Hugh does not want to dye his beard green.
Obviously.
I want to let Hugh know that I personally, my beard right now is like a fuchsia between a pink and a purple. And I did that for my granddaughter.
Oh, I see.
So as a beloved Hall of Fame Eagle, I think you should do that to support your team.
He's saying if you love us and you love the Eagles, you'll do it.
See, has evolved and meandered. Like, but you know what, Ben? I'm not mad at you because you're not the only one. I had people sliding in my DMs saying the same thing. Do it for the culture. Do it for the people.
Oh, I like that. For the culture. For the city.
No.
For the psyche of everyone.
So basically, y'all want me to prostitute myself for over a bet that I won?
Well, you lost, but sure.
I didn't lose.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I didn't lose. I did not lose.
Hey, you.
Yes, Ben. Yes.
Have you ever heard of a glitter beard?
You know what? Ironically, and I'm not going to go into detail, but somebody asked me to do that before.
Algorithm stuff, yeah.
No.
I think it was a personal request.
Okay. We'll just leave that there.
Yeah, leave that with a green glitter beard, man.
No, listen.
That'd be awesome.
Don't be trying to appeal to me, Ben. I know what you're doing, Ben. No, I'm not, because I won.
I've gotten so many compliments on my fuchsia beard.
ESP last night was like, hey, man, you should do it just because, I mean, you know, just for the spirit of it all. I'm like, for the spirit of it all?
He's right.
No.
How often can the entire city say Elliot's right? So rarely. Ben, appreciate the phone call that this time Elliot's so right.
The shot's being fired at everybody.
Elliot
is ridiculous.
All right, let's go to Bill in Lehigh Valley to tell you why he lost. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up? First time, long time.
Appreciate it, Bill. What's going on?
All right, so I've been a gambler all my life, and it's really important on how you make the bet. What was the bet that Hugh exactly made?
That the Eagles defense, if the Eagles defense allowed 17 points or less per game, that he'd have to dye his beard green for the postseason.
Okay, so he did not say 17.0 points or less. He said 17 or less. So if he really meant that, it would have been anything under 17. So 17.8 is 17.
I like Bill's math.
Bill, your math sucks. Because you know why? If we're doing math, you like just because if I give you 17.5
right now, you're almost caught here.
No, I give you 17.5, but 17.8. If technically I can round up, I can say 18.
Oh, all right, so you just admitted that you'll give me 17.5. So any decimal, whether it's 0.1 or 0.9, you lost the bet, my friend.
First of all, Bill, just because you're talking fast, don't mean you're going to confuse me with all these math equations. The bottom line is this: when I Google on NFL.com, it says 17.8. I won.
I agree with you. I 100% agree that it says 17.8, but you didn't say under 17.0. You just said 17 or under.
You know what, Bill? We did have this conversation, and I asked. We had this 17.0 conversation, and the agreement was that if it was 17.0, that I lost. And I said, but what if it's 17.1? Then that means I won.
Luckily, the official totals are under 17, so you lost.
If you had that conversation, then I am wrong, but that's not what I heard.
I like how you tried to do it, Bill, but I appreciate that. But
Bill, appreciate it. Good call.